You're listening to Voss and Bonnie's My Wife Hates Me on the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
She really hates him, it's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact.
He's totally sober, she's not that drunk.
He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb.
She really hates him, it's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.
Testing 1, 2, 3. Testing 1, 2, 3. 10:07. Thursday, August 31st. Thursday before Labor Day weekend. Labor Day weekend, the end of the summer. The end of the summer, the beginning of the fall. Beginning of the fall, school starts. School starts. Kid not home, free time city. Okay, there you have it. What?
Try.
Just messing around. Here in town.
This is your thing. You love this. You want to do it. You know, you're like, the podcast. I don't know what else you say about it, but you know.
I don't love it.
Well, then you should have like, don't you think about it at night before you go to sleep? I'm going to start doing it like this.
I never once give it thought before I do it
until
I do it.
But you should, because that's your thing.
Like, do you give a thought?
Well, listen, if I'm going to write something or I'm working on something, yeah, I think about it before I go to sleep.
Well, you work on this. You've done over 300 of these.
But I do it against my will, under duress, as they say.
This many of them you did against your will?
I do it to make you happy.
No.
Because if I stopped doing it, but listen, if I said I'm not doing the podcast anymore, you would cry.
I wouldn't cry. I'd probably do it on my own and people would love it a lot more.
Well, then.
Because I tell great stories.
Let's give it a shot.
No, I don't need to.
Because you tell great stories. I think there's another school of thought out there.
People that love.
You don't tell great stories.
People love my stories.
Oh.
I get emails all the time and tweets. Tell another story. Tell stories.
Is that true, or you're just being silly now?
Are you being silly? Guys my age aren't silly. They don't be silly. Are you telling a lie?
Oh, just in your outfits, I guess.
What's wrong with
just
this
in
outfit?
Your clothing is silly.
What's wrong with the nice Adidas up in this motherfucker?
He's wearing a red Adidas jacket.
With gray sweatpants. Red and gray match.
I know. What do you call that kind of shirt underneath? Polo or something?
It's a white golf shirt.
I mean, it's a...
What? It's a collar?
Bombardment of ideas and colors.
What the fuck are you talking about? It's red and gray go together with a white collar,
T-shirt thing?
It's a polo.
Okay, I said polo. That before.
It's not polo. It's
polo style.
Yeah, so what are you saying?
I'm saying none of it really goes together, but it's fine. It looks a little silly, but you said, oh, men my age are never silly. I said, oh, well, what about in their clothing options?
Is that what you said?
And then, people, if you were going to rewind this to find out, you don't need to. I just retold it. No, stop it. No. Stop trying to make me bring Sandy back.
People request him or her or whatever the fuck it is.
It's a dude calling to his wife, Sandy, who never comes.
Why not? Where is Sandy?
She died.
She didn't die.
Sandy! Sandy! Why did I always call you and just didn't go up there? How long have you been dead up there? Oh, Sandy. Oh, you're missing a good one. They're talking about Rich's outfit. Oh. Oh. Our third mic.
That's our mic. Calm down. It's God.
Okay. There. I did it. You happy?
What?
Sandy's husband spoke.
This dog barks whenever she hears anything, but she's going to do nothing.
Sandy, the dog's barking. You know I love that part. It reminds me of you when you bark.
Oh. Dogs all bark and no bite. You ever hear that saying before? All bark and no bite. Have you heard that?
What do you got to say today? What's your angle
have
here?
Have you heard that?
Stop. Not.
What do I have to say today? Well, we could recap the summer.
Oh, recap the summer.
Our summer.
Okay, people. You love lists. Here we go. It's a long one.
No.
The pool.
I only went swimming once.
Why?
Wasn't around. I was working a lot. Wasn't around.
Long Island, number two.
I felt like the summer went so quick, but it dragged out. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
While it was going quick, it was dragging out.
Mm. Each day was dragging, but the summer was going fast.
Well, working on this movie was great because you learned so much. You know, you...
About movie making.
You know, close the gate. You know what that means?
Yeah.
What?
Wait, they're shooting on film?
No.
Oh, then why are they closing the gate?
I don't know.
Well, you don't know so much, do you? You really learned a lot. You really...
Close the gate
one
means,
question and you clammed right up.
Close the gate means stop filming.
What about cut?
That means stop filming. But close the gate means don't let anybody else in.
You need to stop doing this okay. Every time you talk.
Do you know what close the gate means?
It means stop filming.
No, what does it mean? Do you know?
I thought it meant close the gate meant like something to do with a film camera that had to be closed, and then that meant it started chugging along, and then you'd say, you know, rolling speed. That meant yes. It was up to speed, and then you could go action.
Yes.
But is that wrong?
No, that's right.
Well, then why would you say close the gate meant stop filming?
I don't know what it meant. I was asking.
Okay. I can't imagine. Did they have two cameras going a lot of the time at once?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So it's not film. I mean, well, why would they shoot that in film?
They
don't
wouldn't.
Generally shoot comedies in film.
No. It's shot on digital.
Okay.
Right?
Do you know what kind of camera they were using? The Alexa, maybe? What was the workflow like at the end of the day?
What do you mean?
How did they download all the cards?
What do you mean, to the dailies?
Yeah.
Well, I'm not there when they're downloading. How would I know that? They're doing that after we leave.
Well, it would give me an idea what kind of camera they used.
An expensive one, I'll tell you that.
They're just little, right?
I don't know. I don't remember what they look like.
They probably look
there
like...
There were some little that were held. Some, you know...
It's all the stuff they put on them.
You know, it's... I don't know the camera stuff, but there was, you know, a lot of camera
they
work.
They use rails a lot?
There wasn't.
Jib?
No, wasn't any rails. They didn't have to go back and forth. They could walk. You don't need a
they
rail.
They did a lot of handheld.
Yeah, there was some handheld. Yeah, a lot of wide shots.
Great, this
lot,
is
lot
Film of, Talk with Richard Voss.
A lot of
he
wide.
He knows nothing about.
Yes, I do. Get
oh,
a
what?
Close up. When they do the close, you know, if you're getting a close up, then you could do different lines or whatever on your close up. Or on the wide.
On the wide, they shoot it as is, and on the close-up, they do...
Well, there could be more ad-libbing on the close-up.
I see. But they're shooting two cameras at once, so they're probably shooting the wide and one person's close-up at the same time.
You know, or they're shooting reaction shots from the other people on the wide and a close-up on the person talking.
Maybe.
You know.
But a reaction shot is still just a close-up.
Not if it's a whole group reaction.
Ah, gotcha. A lot of group shots?
A couple.
Can we tell people what the movie is? I mean, I think at this point, why not?
No, I don't. Because maybe he doesn't want it leaked. I don't want
leaked? What? He's filming a movie publicly. Yeah, I mean, it's
but
not.
But the public doesn't know the plot or the.
Well, you don't have to tell the plot. You just say what the movie is that you worked on. Who's
starring
in it?
Oh, an Adam Sandler movie.
Oh, it's an Adam Sandler movie for Netflix.
Yes, and Adam, Chris Rock.
The Week Of, I believe it's called.
Yes.
That's the working title.
Yes.
And Chris Rock is in it?
Yes. And
then you just wrote.
Steve Buscemi.
Oh. And then you just wrote lines.
I did some lines.
On set. Punch up on set.
Yes. I did punch up on
set. You'd feed him clever, funny things.
I would try.
Can you tell us one line that you got in?
Close the gate. No, this is the third movie I
worked
on. This is the third movie I worked on with Chris. I worked on I Think I Love My Wife. Mm-hmm. Do you remember that? You came to the set?
Mm-hmm.
I worked
You actually were in an elevator scene as an extra, and you overacted in that moment.
No. My role as an extra.
I never saw anyone wait so hard.
I was supposed to look up and around, they told me. Then I was in Top Five where I had a speaking part. I worked on that, writing on Top Five. And now this one.
No, I Think I Love My Wife. You worked on it as a writer, too.
Yes, Punch Up.
Right. But you just happened to be in that one scene, yeah.
He put me in. If it's Chris's movie, he'll always throw me in at the end or something.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to work with
him. Not at the beginning. He doesn't want to turn people off.
No, because I don't ask until, at the end I go, hey.
At the end you go do some passive aggressive. Am I going to get in this thing or what?
No, I remember we were doing Top Five and I was having lunch with Chris and a couple of the producers and we're all sitting there talking. And Chris is going, I need another comic for this one scene. And they're going over names and I'm sitting there going, hello, hello.
How about that Rich Voss character? He's pretty good.
But Top Five was really funny.
Wasn't that a famous story? Somebody at Caroline's, the booker, ran into the green room and was like, was that about me, maybe?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I think that was about me, where they were like, who could go on right now? And then I was like, hello. And they're like, no. And then they went to find someone else.
Top Five was, remember we were at the premiere for Top Five? People were cracking up. Remember?
Yeah.
Did you go with me?
Yes, I did. I went to the premiere of Grown Ups 2.
Grown Ups 2.
Also. Boy, never laughed so many times in my life. Grown Ups 2.
Well, it was hard for us to get Grown Ups 2 because we didn't see Grown Ups 1.
Yeah, that's true. We didn't have all the information.
We didn't have the info. Kevin James is funny in movies.
Yeah, he's great.
He really is funny.
I agree.
Who else is in Grown Ups 2?
I don't think we need to know. I think we can move on
Your
from that.
Your pal from Minnesota was in it.
Who's my pal from Minnesota?
You know, the comic. Oh, why do I always forget his fucking name? And I know him so well. You know, he...
Oh. I know who you're talking about, but I can't remember his name right now either.
Why the fuck can I never remember his name?
I don't know. It doesn't matter. Go on.
No. Think of his name.
No, just move on.
I can't move on.
It's ridiculous, Rich. Then Google it, because I'm not sitting here.
What am I going to put in? Comic from Minnesota?
Why do we need to discuss?
I'm saying he was in the movie.
Okay, but we don't need to know everyone who was in Grown Ups 2. That's a ridiculous thing to spend your time on.
All right.
Okay, let's do you didn't work on it, you weren't in it, you just went to the premiere of it. Okay, I saw a movie the other, I saw Hacksaw Ridge on the plane. Who was in that movie?
I fucking downloaded that, never watched it.
Yeah, well, you didn't miss much.
Did you see it?
Yeah.
Where?
I was crying and bawling my eyes out on the plane.
Why were you crying?
It's sad.
Oh, I thought you had a bad seat.
No, I bumped up. I was bumped up for that one.
No.
On the way there to LA, I was bumped up. On the way back, I had a flight.
This year? You're talking about this week or the recent flight?
Yes.
You were bumped up because you paid in miles. You didn't get bumped up.
Yeah, I put my miles in. I still had to wait to find out if I got bumped up. I put my miles in for the second flight, too, and I didn't get bumped up.
Can't you just pay for bumping up with miles?
No, you still have to be on the wait list.
Why would you wait? How many miles did it cost you to bump up? 20,000, right?
Something like that.
That's a round trip ticket almost.
Well.
So you paid like $500 to get bumped up. Getting bumped up is not as important as getting bumped up coming home.
Yeah, but I didn't have a choice. It wasn't a sure thing. I literally found out like 10 minutes
before.
So
you would have gained 40,000 miles if you got bumped up both ways.
Yeah.
Two round trip. You would have gave up $1,000, basically.
I'm glad I didn't get bumped up on the second one because I slept the entire time.
I sleep in first class when I'm in first. I sleep everywhere on the plane.
Oh, well, thank you for sharing that information.
Don't act like, I fall asleep. That's what you fall asleep in first class and you're comfortable. It's better than falling asleep in fucking
coach. Okay, I'm sorry that I don't know how to answer you anymore.
What do you mean?
Shouldn't be in first class. No. I said I'm glad I didn't get bumped up because I fell asleep. Oh, well, that's when you should be in first class. Like I'm just okay. Well,
yeah, because you can sleep.
Then I wish that I had been in first class on my way home. No, that's using too many miles.
Yeah,
okay.
It is.
I guess I shouldn't fly at all. Yeah, that's the right answer.
No, I'll break it down.
Break it down. Go ahead.
You want me to break it down?
No, it's so boring.
It's not
everyone.
Boring. How do you know it's boring? Because a lot of people don't fly or gonna fly.
I know it's boring. By where we are in the standings of the podcast. So when we're at like 280, I'm like, man, well, guess we're getting pretty boring.
No, first of all, that's not real.
The new podcasts get more downloads right away. So
it's not downloads,
they move
it's just
to
people,
the front.
They don't even listen to people that might even click just to see what it is, you know, what it's about.
They don't put like, these guys are in the top 100, but only half their podcast was played 90% of the time.
Yeah, you don't know.
So just click on us.
Yeah, if everybody that listens to this podcast, if they're listening, then
they've already done it.
Click on us 20 times if you listen to this. It'll take you a minute.
Oh, God, come on.
All right, what?
I don't care.
I want to get in the top 10 this week.
Well, it's not going to happen.
It will if they do it.
Oh, if all 14 people listening.
No, we have a lot of people. We have about 15,000.
Turn around, look around. Right now. You at home or in your car, at work. How many of the people are listening to My Wife Hates Me? Zero. It's just you. It's all on you. So if you want us to do well, you fucking start clicking. Do it all day long.
Yes.
You like that theme song? I don't even know how to, how it starts or anything.
No, but everybody that's listening to this one, click on it like 10 times. That's all. Just to get us in the top 10.
Can we then at least now reward them with something interesting?
Okay.
What's next on your list for summer?
Nothing. Summer's over. I'm at Mohegan
Sun. You just said, let's review the summer.
Oh.
And then... Oh, God, I can't do it.
I talked about the movie. You talk about something that you did this summer.
I made a movie this summer myself.
A short movie.
Oh, thank you. Yes, thank you. I almost had them believing it was a feature film. Dang it. You're right. Keep me down. Rich is working on like a bazillion-dollar budget movie. It's just a funny juxtaposition. Because I had no money, but it was a pretty big production, despite that.
That's all you're going to talk about your movie?
I mean, I don't know what to say about it. You
talk
ask
about some of the people in it?
Nikki Glaser starred in it. Josh Segura was the other lead. He was so great. Google him.
He was almost going to be in the movie I was working on.
Yeah.
But then he got a pilot or something for Comedy Central.
Yeah.
Guy gets tons of work, doesn't he?
Yeah, because he's good. He's really good.
Good actor?
Yes.
Good looking?
Yes.
Built well?
Yes.
You see him with his shirt off?
Tank top.
Oh. Were you able to separate your directorial position between your personal...
I mean, I sucked his cock, if that's what you're asking. He's married. He has a baby.
I know, and he's a nice guy. He really is a nice guy.
Well, him and Nikki had to make out and stuff. Like, how do guys make out and make it seem believable but not get, you know,
a boner?
Yes.
Do they still call it a boner or a hard on?
I think that's good. Like, Nikki was... Would you rather hear a boner? Nikki was, like, in her underwear.
Was she wet and damp? Did you ask her after?
Oh, my God.
What?
You're so disgusting.
Well, it's the same as a guy getting a boner. You should ask her, hey, did you get a little drippy drippy?
Can you imagine? Oh, my God.
What?
Well, Nikki's, like, talks about anything. She doesn't care. You know what I mean? She's very open.
Well, you should have asked her.
So in between when we're resetting, sometimes she would talk about other sexual things. I kept thinking, like, this guy's getting no break. He asked to, like, make out with her. And she's in her underwear.
Was he in his underwear?
No. He had pants on.
Did he get a boner?
I don't know.
Why didn't you find out and ask it?
I couldn't ask. I want to say, like... What's the trick here to not getting a boner, but to look like you're totally into it?
You know how I would not get a boner?
I wonder if they tape it down or something.
You know how I would not get a boner?
You wouldn't take your Viagra?
Before. Tape it down. How big do you think they are?
I mean, you could feel a boner if you're sitting on it. She was like on top of him.
You can't tape it down because you get a boner and then it'll hurt taped down.
You hurt.
You know.
Boom.
Who else was in the movie?
It was like a lot of, you know, people that we know, just like one lines and stuff.
You turned away a couple
Tim
times.
Tim Dillon was very funny. Pete Lee was hilarious.
What did he do?
Pete Lee? He's in the first scene. It's funny.
Who's, did you have a CrossFit instructor?
No. In the gym? No.
Who were in the gym? Extras or comics?
People that I had to call. And, like, people had to do it for free, everything for free.
Didn't you?
So it was like, I'd be like, you want to come to... Like, also, you're asking people to be in a short film that you're like, well, this is probably never going to air anywhere. It's like, what are they getting out of it? But they all did it. They were nice. My friends are cool.
Did you... I used a hot waitress from the stand, the Russian one.
Yes. Is she Russian?
She's something. She's definitely.
She's something. But I was like listening to her accent yesterday because we were editing. I was like, what is it?
I always think Russian or Ukrainian.
We used a lot of people. Or Gino Biscotti.
He was in it.
Aaron Berg. They were like in the news parts. They were the talking heads on the news.
Where? How'd you get Gino?
They last all minute. Did it from Anthony Cumia Studios. We use that for the news.
Oh.
Anthony Cumia is in it.
No.
Yes. Saying lines that I wrote. It's pretty funny. Yeah, because he has to comment on it. Like what happened.
So, Anthony, you didn't get Opie in it?
Not this time.
Did you ask?
No.
Why wouldn't you ask Opie? You'd ask Anthony, but not Opie? What's wrong?
Well, the reason... I asked Anthony to do it was because we needed somebody who was more like Anthony in his political beliefs. And it was a good resource for us also for him to have that. He's got the news studios with the green screen behind it. So we shot all the news except for one or two.
Yeah.
In that studio, and we just put different backgrounds on and stuff.
Yeah, but Obi has different beliefs than Anthony. Wouldn't you want just the opposite?
I know
belief?
What you're doing, and
I'm
it's
not
like,
doing
no,
anything.
Yeah, of course you are, and everyone knows it. Oh, why didn't you ask Obi, huh?
I'm asking.
No, you're being Obi right now. Let me stir this up and then step out and go, I didn't do nothing, I didn't say nothing.
That's what I'm doing.
Yes. Stop.
I'm not stirring.
I didn't
up.
Ask Opie because he didn't have a studio and I didn't know what the relationship right. was with Opie and Anthony. I didn't think that Opie would want to do it. He's never, ever really wanted to do anything that I've ever asked. I was talking to Lindsay and she stopped talking to me. So, I mean, it's like it's a relationship that's not as strong as it has been in the past.
But I thought
that.
You guys were going to meet up in New York.
It, you know. It hasn't happened, and it hasn't...
It will.
...carried on.
It will.
...in terms of texting.
Because I think girls...
And the reason that we're not talking is because of something you did.
I didn't do anything.
Well, something. In their minds, you did something to them. and now Lindsay can't be friends with me.
Well, I think you guys will become friends because girls have a stronger bond than men, right?
I don't know. I certainly wouldn't stop being friends with someone because of their husband or because of you. Unless they did something to me directly or, you know. But yeah. But our relationship had nothing to do with it. I never did anything. I had nothing to do with any of it.
I think you'll go
out.
You know,
you choose to do the radio shows that you want to do. That's all.
But whatever happened to like
I'm not Martini, sitting there like driving you in.
Where did Martini move to?
Martini, my friend Martini, who's amazing, moved to L.A.
And had a baby?
She's, yeah.
Now, it used to be, who would hang out? It would be you, Martini, Lindsay. Who else? There was another one.
Anya?
Did Anya hang out with that crew?
No. Once in a while.
I don't think she was around then.
Marina?
Sometimes Marina.
Anya Marina is my friend, and Marina Franklin.
And Marina Anya.
And, you know, if Anya Marina and Marina Franklin got married, what her name would be? Anya Franklin.
No.
People think I'm going to say Marina. But that's not. I changed it. I did a little.
No, it was someone else. It was you, Lindsay.
Jacqueline?
Oh, yeah. She used to hang with you guys.
Jacqueline Novak used to hang with us.
But then she stabbed you in the back.
I don't know if you can consider it stabbing me in the back.
When she said, give me the soundboard, why don't you take
it back? Oh, yeah, that's right. She went by my back.
Opie and Lindsay gave us a bunch of podcast equipment, right? And, you know, some good, you know.
Yeah, Lindsay's very generous.
They're very nice. When it, you know, and.
back at that time.
Well, no, I mean. So they gave us all this podcast equipment. And there's one soundboard that we haven't used ever. Not even taking it out of the box because it's for like six microphones. And then, but how would Jacqueline do that with Lindsay? Like Jacqueline and Lindsay never hung out together without everybody.
I don't know.
She probably texted
I don't even know that that's.
True.
Well,
anyhow, after Opie. Departed from Sirius. What's that?
There's just some. Just keep going.
Who is it?
You want to get in the top 10. You can't just lose focus like that. You got to. Come
okay,
on.
But who was it?
And my friend Kathy. Yeah, I was supposed to go to work out this morning. I didn't.
So, Opie, when he departed from Sirius, I texted him. I said, look, obviously you're going to do something else, you're going to land on your feet, you know. But, you know, in case you do a podcast, you know, in the meantime, I said, why don't you take this board back? We never even opened it.
Yeah.
You know, but he didn't get back to me. I'm sure he's got 1,000 or a million fucking people texting him, you know.
About giving him life, stuff back.
No, just about life in general. So I should just bring it to his.
Opie, you gave me my career. Here, you can have it back.
He didn't give me my career.
No, I wasn't being you.
Oh, you're being him.
No. I was being other people.
Oh.
That might have gotten their careers from Opie.
Well, so I should just take it and bring it to his where he lives and leave it with his doorman to give it to him.
Or, oh, that's all the time we have.
Or I should just fucking sell it, put it on Twitter.
You know, put it on Twitter? That's where you sell things?
Yeah, who wants this? Who wants to buy it? Tweet me. Or take it back. But I mean, I want him to have it because
Why don't we just use it?
Because we don't have six fucking microphones.
I know, but we could still... Then you wouldn't be like, talk up. You'd have the things to like make it exactly how you want it to sound.
I don't want to learn how to work a big soundboard.
You could even put some sound effects on there. You could be doing that.
I don't know. I just
when
don't.
I say something annoying, you'd be like, you know, the do one, a sound effect of a toilet flush.
The one recorder they gave us.
The you know what the one is that would be great to have? The car wreck.
The car crash?
The car crash.
We should take that. We should do everything that they did.
Oh, we've got some strippers in the studio. There's a guy who's going to take a shit right in the middle of the studio here. We've got plastic down. Didn't somebody do that?
Yes. That guy, Paul, he drank a bunch of the stuff you take before.
Paul
you,
who? The
just No, not him. Oh. Some fucking fan. Those fans became part of the show and would right. do stupid stuff.
I remember I went into studio one time with the fans and I was like, it smelled so bad. I was like, I can't do this.
Well,
that's gross. I don't want my radio experience to be stinky.
There was some fucking fun. There was years and years of shit I did with them that, from NEW
right?
on,
Yeah.
I mean,
really
the homeless shopping spree was kind of fun, running around
God,
the mall.
Oh, God, I would like that.
Just fucking, what do you call it?
Well, it's end of an era. It's over. Those days are done. Those days are done. Who has the 4 o'clock now?
I don't know.
Who goes in that spot?
I have no
what
idea.
What about Nick DiPaolo? Where's he?
At nighttime, 8 o'clock, I think.
Oh,
8
he does
to
8.
Oh,
damn him.
I haven't listened
That's our spot, 7 and 9.
Yeah, but we're going to move to Raw Dog.
We're going to get a show on Raw Dog?
I don't know.
Oh. Thought you might have had a little inside information, I guess. You put it on your vision board, did you?
You want me to text and find out how does it look, Raw Dog?
Can we get a show on Raw Dog? Because we do such an amazing show. I mean,
when
you and
radio,
I.
In
you
radio,
and I.
In radio, we did. We had big followers in radio.
Did we?
Oh, fuck yeah.
I remember being highly embarrassed of a lot of the shows.
No, my wife
after
hates
when
me
I left.
On radio.
Because the problem was is that I'd act out just because I didn't care in the moment. And then later I'd be like, oh, so embarrassing.
On Opie's network, we were number one. We were almost beating Opie and Jim in fucking numbers. You heard that, right?
I mean, I heard it a lot. I heard one time I walked in and Jim and Opie didn't know I was kid over here, and they're like, "What are we gonna do? They're fucking creeping up on us."
Yeah,
and they were like, "Really?" They were like, "Let's bring back the strippers." What about the car crash sounds? they were like, "Remember they said that we weren't allowed to use any sound effects at one point."
Oh yeah, they came in no sound effects.
That's what they do.
No girls from Scores. We weren't allowed to use Scores girls or any porn.
Right. So we did it all. We did it our way.
Remember when they had Don come to Remember when they had Don come talk to us to tone it down?
Tone it down. They said, you can only get laughs every minute and a half. Yeah. They were allowed to get laughs every 35 seconds if they wanted.
Yeah, but they were getting nervous because we were catching up to us. And Opie put our show on his network, and then they were going to... What they were going to do, this is behind the scenes. I don't want to tell anybody.
Right.
They were going to take my wife.
Rich has been winking at me this whole time, by the way.
No,
like as
I'm
though
not.
I didn't know we were doing a bit.
No, it's not a bit. Okay, quit trying to break down the fourth wall. And
what if you're like you're renovating a house?
Was that right?
Somebody just keeps going, stop breaking down the fourth wall.
Okay, so.
Just stop.
What happened is when Opie put us
These
on.
These are the kind of jokes that had us almost number one.
When Opie had us on his network, what was it called? Opie's network.
Opie Network.
They were ready to move My Wife Hates Me from 3 to 7. They hinted, and we kind of said, we're happy where we're at one night a week from 6 to 8. And we kind of passed on it, remember?
Mm hmm.
And then we second thoughts. We had second thoughts.
Okay, enough with it. Everybody knows you're lying, and it's not even a good lie. Now you're really believing your own shit. You're like, I wish this was true.
You're like a crazy psycho.
No, because you could have done the bit, had a little fun with it, and then maybe escalated it to a point where everyone would know we were lying. We weren't allowed to have flowers in the studio. People kept sending us flowers.
Wait, you're telling you're going to structure my...
I'm just saying.
I started the bit.
I know, you started the bit with a wink wink and a nod nod.
I didn't do a wink wink or
nod. I said, okay, here we go.
No, I didn't do a wink wink or
nod. And then 10 minutes later, you're still like... And then we were given 3 to 8. We said, no, thank you to 3 to 8. Like, what? Whatever. It doesn't, it's not even funny at all. It's not escalating. It's like,
All right, well, I'm just, you know.
You'd still be doing it. You'd do it all the way to the end of the podcast. You just keep, because in your mind, that's, it's more fun for you because you're actually believing it at that point. You're like, oh.
I really believed that we were going to fucking get.
Well, then why weren't you making it funny?
I was doing the setup, being the serious part. You are dumb. You are, you know what?
Oh, what? And then I was supposed to knock down the cans?
You were the dumb.
I set it up.
And then I was
doing. You knock them down.
Holy molies. Are you?
Holy molies. They wouldn't let us swear. We could only say things like holy moly.
Jesus.
Jeepers creepers. Where'd you get them peepers? I couldn't stop myself.
No.
Oh, Sandy. This is just like the old days where she's making fun of him. I wish you could hear this. Maybe you get this in heaven.
Here's... Okay,
that's the last time I'm doing Dead Sandy, too.
No.
Sandy's dead, however you want to... call this bit. Sandy's dead.
Can I explain to you how comedy
I have a
works?
Recording of when he found Sandy.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to play it?
Yeah, I'll play it. Sandy, get down here. They're doing something funny. You know how rare that is. Come listen. That's him going up the stairs. You can hear him doing it. Sandy, why are you hanging there like that? Sandy, ow! Stop. He swung her and it hit her. He's cutting her down. Sandy, why? What? You smell. All right, that's the end of the
movie. That's how he found her?
Yeah.
Didn't he call?
Please cut that part out.
Did he call the morgue call the police?
No.
What did he do? He just kept her up there?
She's still laying up there. He just listens to our podcast and chills out.
Anyhow, time to
God,
move on.
God, I'm sorry. I apologize for doing that. That's awful. Yeah, it's just nonsense, gross,
finding
terrible.
A dead person hang. Yeah, that's
no,
not
I mean the actual comedy of the bit just wasn't there. You know, it could have been funny. My brain wasn't coming up with anything. I was like, I don't have anything, but my comedy brain will jump in when I need it. And it didn't. And I apologize.
Okay. I accept it.
I'm not apologizing to you.
Oh.
Apologizing to the 14 people who have to, after this, start clicking on it endlessly.
Who, Anthony Rogers?
Anthony Rogers.
And Lou.
Lou.
And who else?
Get a life, people.
Who else? Who's the guy who looks like, I don't know. This kid wants us to review his YouTube thing, that kid, the 16-year-old fucking Asian kid.
Okay, here, I'm watching it right now. Ooh, ooh, wow. Terrific.
Kai or something. He was fucking very
what
aggressive.
He said something mean to you. You already brought it up on a podcast before.
Saying,
now you're real going. You're so mad at a 13-year-old kid.
He's 16 now.
How dare he talk to me? No respect.
You know what I said on Twitter?
I'm a legend.
Let me say what I said on Twitter to somebody today.
Ladies and gentlemen, I can't believe people hear this. Like sometimes I like. Out and people are like, "Why listen to your podcast?" You're like, "Oh my god, like I'm not putting on my public persona." Do you know what I mean? This is like the horrible person that I am at home.
Let me see one of your brush.
And it's like,
look at that. You have no problem doing that. Would you? Well, is that your public persona?
That's my at home persona. I don't. If people go show me your breasts, I don't just. Can I just stay? Somebody's like, "Show us your tits." You're just like, Anyway, so. But anyway, my point is that it's embarrassing. Like I can't control it or contain it somehow here because even though I have this microphone in front of me, it I don't know. It's not an audience or anything.
All right, I want to wrap this up.
Yeah, thanks for cutting me off.
I thought you were done.
Time of need. No.
I thought you were done.
No, I always leave the podcast or the radio show that we used to do embarrassed. Slightly like, God, people are going to hear that.
Why the fuck?
Dang it.
Raina cannot sleep in our bed anymore. She takes all the covers. I woke up freezing.
Once again, this is something I wouldn't say in public. Like, I wouldn't talk about our 10-year-old sleeping both of us. It seems,
yeah, fell asleep in our bed.
Not a natural, normal thing
so
to
many,
do.
Are you kidding me? So many
10-year-olds?
Yes. All the time sleep in their parents' beds. She takes all the covers. She pushes me like she's controlling this household.
All right. Well, I got to go.
Why? Who's that?
Oh, Tony. Tony. He's great. We laugh a lot.
Who? You and the guy walking the dog out front?
How come the other night when I was editing and then you called and then you were like, you're still editing? You started getting so mad.
Yeah, I was mad because you were keeping Raina there that late.
But why didn't you say, let me come get her?
How could I get her?
Switch
when
the cars.
Because I was in Long Island.
No, you weren't. You were coming home. You were at the stand. It was Tuesday night. Yeah. You were at the stand.
Yeah, because I was at the stand.
I called you at one point and I was like.
Because by the time I drove up to the Bronx, you would have been done.
I was in Chinatown.
I thought you were editing in the Bronx.
No, in Chinatown.
Didn't you edit in the Bronx before?
One day.
Well, that's where I thought you were the whole time, editing. No one ever said.
No, I believe I did say to you that day on the phone that I was in Chinatown.
Never once. No, because I would have thought if it was the Bronx. But even if I would have came and got her, there was another kid.
Oh, so you can't help out if it's Kate's kid?
No, I can't fit two other kids in my car.
We could have switched cars. But I'm just saying, if you were that angry about it, why didn't you
do
something?
Real angry.
You said, you were like this. You go, I'm headed home. You were so mad that you were headed home and I wasn't home yet.
I wasn't mad at that.
And then I go, well, I guess I'll be home in a while. And then you go, I'm going to the cellar.
Stop misrepresenting me and don't exaggerate. I wasn't that angry. I haven't been that angry in months with you since you started.
In months?
Yeah. When have I, since we had that big fun?
1 month, maybe.
Yeah, because I've given up on being angry with you because you're crazy and you can't win. And I realize, yeah, really putting a rubber band on your head is good.
What?
That, okay.
You called it crazy.
I can't win, so I go, why are you? What are you doing?
What?
I'm not looking at your dumb face with it cross-eyed. What? She's being cross-eyed with a rubber band on her head.
Why? Oh, yeah. You're crazy. Oh, yeah.
And I wasn't angry. I was...
Oh, that gives you a headache fast. Ow. Yes, go on. What? You weren't angry. What was it?
I just was... It was unbelievable that you were there that late.
I tried to get it done. I got to get it done.
Don't turn it into me saying this late into being some crazy angry man. So.
No, but my thing was.
Check the gate.
Check the gate, bitch. That's what I think what the fuck says at the end of every one of his. Check the gate.
Who, Mark Maron?
Oh, maybe it's at the end. Check the gate means did it record?
Did it come out? Check the gate.
Maybe. But you said close the gate.
Oh, check the gate.
Oh. So anyway, the reason that I was bringing it up was it was amusing to me at the time that you were angry, maybe not punching the steering wheel angry, but you were quite angry.
Not quite angry.
And your response to it was to go to the cellar. Like, that was funny to me. That... What? Why are you still editing? I'm on my way home.
Well, because I thought we were going to meet at home.
I guess I'll be home later.
Because you said we'll meet at home, and I didn't think somebody would be editing, holding kids hostage at 12 p.m. at 12 a.m. 12 a.m.
Well,
you know, I couldn't comprehend that. You know, so that's all. I mean, I wouldn't know.
Well, they weren't there the whole time. Kate's cousin came and took him to an arcade at one point and stuff.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Did Raina have a good summer or not, you think?
Yes. She's like,
she didn't go on vacation.
Kid in the world.
We didn't take her on vacation this summer. Did we take her anywhere?
I don't think so. But look, she got to go to Vegas last year. She's
Yeah, but this summer she didn't go on vacation.
Who cares?
She went to camp for a week, but
You could have taken her to the beach or something.
I took her to the boardwalk, but that's not.
See, she had a lot of like. Look what. You know, even Kate was like, "Oh God, keeping these kids here, it's so mean in the studio." I was like, "I had to sit for like 6 hours, out in a field, like pushing a wheelbarrow over and over again, or doing actual physical labor for hours and hours and hours." And my parents never were like, "Oh, well, these poor kids." They were just like, "You just did it," and they never were like, 10 more minutes, guys, hang in there." They just like at one point it would be done, and then they'd be like, "All right," they'd start packing up, moving in. Like they didn't feel any need to like cater to us or coddle us or, you know. And
they never bought you food.
They're sitting in this studio, fully air conditioned, beautiful. They get all the food and drinks that they want. They're on their iPads and their phones and their computers. And we're like, "Oh God, it's just terrible what we make them do."
All right, you're starting to bore me. You know that, right?
Well, yeah, because you have to listen. It's not in your skill set.
Not to this gibberish. Not to, you know. Don't get mad and give me some evil eye.
I'm not giving you an evil eye.
You fucking talk mean to me the whole time, and I just tell you the truth that right now you're boring me. You say that my stories are boring. You go on and go, oh, they get the bit, they get it, all right, end it. You know, you do a whole fucking...
Oh, you're mad about you that. You're mad that I stopped your bit.
I'm not mad. You do a whole...
Oh, I was doing a bit. She just made me stop.
See how she turns everything around?
Oh.
Do you have anything you want to plug?
Yes. Your mouth.
Put the plug in.
Boom, boom, boom.
That's what they say. Put the plug in the jug.
Okay. Goodbye, everyone. Thank you for listening.
Look, this weekend I'll be at Mohegan Sun. In Connecticut, Mohegan Sun, and
I'll be in
weekend,
this prison I call it life. That's where I'll be.
Next weekend, I will be in Pennsylvania. Well, Friday night, Laugh Out Loud Comedy in Poughkeepsie. Next Friday, Saturday, I'm doing Rockers in Recovery, hosting it in the park in Wilkesboro, and then working that night in Scranton. The Rockers in Recovery is going to be a lot of fun outdoor event, carrying the message of recovery in the Wilkes-Barre area of Pennsylvania next Saturday. This weekend, Mohegan Sun. Next Friday, Laugh It Up Comedy in Poughkeepsie.
Sure
Saturday, Rockers in Recovery.
Oh,
go behind the wall. Please support. There's not that many of you. Oh, Jesus Christ.
Can I put the video of you?
What?
Rich tried to do a handstand pushup and he didn't do it at all in any way. So can I put that behind the wall? Please?
I don't give a fuck. Go ahead. Do whatever you want. It's your life. All right. We got to go. Talk to you later. Have a good Labor Day. Bye.
She really hates him, it's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober, she's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him, it's really true. Somewhere deep down, she loves him too.